Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. I have with me Fred Castellucci with the Castellucci Hospitality Group. Welcome, Fred.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, Fred, for those who don't know about what you guys are up to, can you share a little bit about the hospitality group? How many restaurants and how are you serving folks?
Yeah, certainly. We have 7 restaurants in Atlanta. Now we have 7 new brands because we launched one yesterday. But the restaurants you'll know are with 2 locations of Iberian Pig. We also have Double Zero, Cooks and Soldiers, Bar Mercado, Recess, and Sugo. And then yesterday we launched a virtual restaurant, Castellucci and Son Steakhouse, out of our Cooks and Soldiers kitchen. So those are all the brands.
So now, how is the restaurant group and the hospitality group kind of navigating these trying times?
Man, I mean, it is absolutely brutal. I mean, we have been kind of handed one SHIT sandwich after another in the restaurant industry as a whole, and especially upscale fine dining restaurants. You know, kind of our segment has been one of the hardest hit, and you know, with most locations closing, to be honest. But you know, early on, as the situation was evolving quickly, made a decision that we were really going to do everything we could to keep our doors open for as long as we possibly could, and keep our management team employed and working and paid for as long as we could. And so really that, you know, that process started, back in February when I started seeing, you know, kind of some of the challenges other operators in other parts of the country were experiencing, specifically places like Seattle, and New York. And so, you know, as a contingency plan, I signed up all of our restaurants on Uber Eats. And, thankfully, by the time we had been onboarded on Uber Eats, which is normally a 2 to 3 week process, was like the Monday that really the whole world changed. And you know, everybody stopped going out to a restaurant dining rooms. And so, you know, we had that kind of lifeline initially, but we realized that, you know, when sales are down in a fine dining restaurant, 70-80%, you can't make money on 30% of 30% when Uber takes their cut. So, you know, in a very short period of time, we launched 6 e-commerce sites for online ordering and ultimately delivery through our own team in a matter of literally 3 days. And so we made the entire pivot of closing our dining rooms and becoming delivery and takeout, you know, alternatives in like less than a week from, you know, being a normal restaurant company to a e-commerce delivery takeout business.
Now, how do you, you mentioned fine dining being a particular challenge because it's so experiential and the people go there and have kind of an emotional, visceral relationship with the whole experience, not just the food. The food's an important component, but it's going out. It might be the same wait staff, the same, you know, manager, the smiles and the, you know, how you feel. And when you pivot to this virtual or online, how do you kind of maintain that brand integrity and keep that as long as you can, but doing it virtually?
Yeah, I think that in some ways it's a little bit easier because we really focus on ways that we're serving the community. And so all of our marketing and everything that we're communicating on a constant basis is how do we keep our people safe and how do we keep you safe and how do we deliver you an experience that they're that you're going to enjoy, and really focusing on, you know, the hospitality element and how can we serve, like what can we do for you. And so that's been like our consistent message from the very beginning. And when, you know, most people are either closing their doors or, you know, waiting for a handout or, you know, something like that, you know, we're trying to figure out ways that we can serve the community. And so the things that we've done, like, you know, Feed the Front Lines, where we're, you know, on all of our sites, there's the option to buy a meal for a frontline healthcare employee, and then we'll match that meal and produce them out of the restaurant and deliver them to the hospitals, to the people that are actually, you know, risking their lives on a daily basis. So we're doing things that, like, we can, you know, are within that service message. And, you know, honestly, right now, the times have changed so dramatically that, like, the way that we can serve you best is by no interaction whatsoever. So we ask you to like pop your trunk, put your flashes on. We'll put your food in there. We'll secure it for you. We'll send you on your way. You don't even have to, you know, talk to somebody, barely, you know, even interact whatsoever. And that's actually considered a great service experience because we're, you know, doing everything we can to keep people safe, you know?
Now, when we get through this, and we're going to get through this like we've gone through other crises in the past, are there things that maybe we're going to learn from this, maybe in the restaurant business, maybe the importance of really robust email marketing or contact where you have actual as much human-to-human contact with your customers and clients as possible so you can kind of really target them and really serve the heck out of them?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that digital marketing, specifically social media, all of the channels that we use to reach people are now more important than ever. Our, you know, our sole lifeline essentially right now is driving consumers to our e-commerce site. So that's how people are placing takeout orders. That's how we're making the bulk of our revenue and not having to pay Uber Eats 30% or, you know, take phone calls in the restaurant that either get missed or dropped or, you know, are difficult to place orders over the phone. So, you know, those are the things that matter now in this current environment. And when we get out of this, I think the connections that you make with your customers through all of your digital platforms are going to be super critical. And people who just kind of got by based on the fact that they, you know, operated the, you know, the coolest restaurants in the best parts of town with the sexiest dining rooms, like, that model is now obsolete temporarily. And so you have to figure out ways that you're going to, you know, feed your consumers. And so, you know, and I'm in that bucket too. You know, we operate restaurants in, you know, the best neighborhoods with some of the best, you know, the nicest designed restaurants. And so that was kind of like how everybody competed pre-corona. And that's how the, you know, it was almost like an arms race, like who can spend more than the next guy to create the coolest dining room. Well, now nobody wants to sit in the dining room. So like, what are you competing on? And it's you're competing on your relationship with your customer, that connection, that hospitality, those digital platforms that you're connected to people on, and by the food that you are able to deliver takeout that tastes the best at the right price. Like it's kind of like a total restructuring of the landscape.
And it's kind of a reprioritizing where maybe the decor and the ambiance was super high. Now it's the food and the relationship with the brand and the people that are kind of part of the neighborhood that's more elevated.
That's right. Well, because people want to support the brand that they want to see survive. And so they know how bad restaurants are struggling. And they're like, well, who am I going to support? Like, we're going to support the places we really love that when, you know, this thing is over, that we hope they're still there.
Right. And that, I mean, it's like, you know, when you go to the grocery store, you see what the most popular foods are. You know, the ones that are left on the shelf, I'd be worried if I were those brands.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same thing in the restaurant business.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So you mentioned the delivery and the to go pick up and delivery with your menu items. Are you also doing some of these kind of have it so that I can prepare it in my house? Are you doing those meal kits as well, or is it just the food from the menu?
So we launched our first meal kit last week with Recess, where, you know, you can make our most popular item, the Super Bowl, at home, which is a grain bowl that's super delicious. And then this week we launched at Double Zero a make your own pizza pasta kit. So we give you all the ingredients, the dough, the pasta, the sauce, and really you just are doing the final steps of cooking. So we do most of the work in the meal kit for you. And then you're able to do the final touches at home and create something that's really delicious and fresh. So that we launched this week. And next week, we're launching Iberian Pigs meal kit and probably Cooks and Soldiers and Bar Mercado right after that. So, you know, all of our brands within the next, I'd say, probably week and a half to 2 weeks will have launched meal kits in addition to, like, the stuff that we're doing, you know, takeout and delivery.
Now, are you doing any kind of let's say video, like have your chefs demonstrate, okay, you just bought this for your home. Here's how to cook it. kind of demonstration videos?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the next piece. So now that we're all of our stuff is live from the meal kit perspective and on the online store specifically for Recess and Double Zero, now we're going to be producing some content to, you know, teach people how to do it and teach them about the ingredients and what it is and why it's great and, you know, what the where everything comes from and all that good stuff.
So now, if you're in the neighborhood, so your means of communication is primarily through social media and your existing mailing lists and your connections with the individual patrons of those restaurants, wherever they are?
Yeah, so basically anyone who's ever dined in our restaurants, given us their email address, followed us on social, and then we're also testing out text message marketing.
All right. Well, congratulations on kind of battling and making it through. There's a lot of people that just kind of packed it in. I think you're of the mindset that you're going to just keep plugging away as long as you can. And I think that's the way to do it.
You just have to fight. You just got to fight. Like, you know, the alternatives are just not palatable, you know. And so just got to do everything you can to fight. And I think that, you know, this is going to change the world for quite some time. And, you know, every day that we're open and fighting and figuring things out, we're adapting and learning, you know, what works right now. And, you know, if you just close the doors and, you know, hope that you open someday when you decide that you're ready or you think that the world is back to the way that it was, you know, there's no guarantee that the world is the same way when you left it, you know? And so you just have to adapt. And I think that, I don't know. I read an article right as this kind of was all happening, and it was from Sequoia Capital about, you know, the Black Swan event of 2020 being coronavirus, and they listed some things for their, you know, their companies to kind of adhere to during this time. But one of the quotes that I keep coming back to and I keep telling my people is they said that, you know, in a lot of ways, like business and the economy mirrors biology, and that, you know, it's not the strongest or best that survive. It's the most adaptable. And so that really stuck with me. I was like, guys, we have to be like every single day willing to change completely what we're doing to adapt to like the new scenario, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think that this is not a time where you can just go in a bunker and then just wait this out. And then in 3 or 6 months, just pop your head up and say, hey, we're back in business. I think you lose all that momentum, the goodwill. The people are used to, they're not used to going there or not used to thinking of you. So I don't think that to me is way more risky than what you're doing of just battling and figuring things out. Because when this passes, you're going to still be top of mind. You're going to be there.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Well, I'm rooting for you. I'm a big fan of your restaurant.
Thanks, man.
And, I hope that you guys figure out a way. I think you're on the right track. So if somebody wanted to check you guys out, is there a central location for all the restaurants or do they find them individually?
Yeah, there's a central location for everything. You can see where, you know, order online and all that stuff is chgrestaurants.com. So C is in Castellucci, H is in hospitality, G is in group, restaurants, plural, spelled out, .com. So that's the place to find us.
All right. Well, thank you, Fred, so much for sharing your story and best of luck. Hang in there.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.